Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Omud Beis. We are on the fourth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we began Simin Shin Nun Ches yesterday. And we'll quickly chazer over what we did in the first part of the Mechaber. And we began talking yesterday about an enclosed yard that is attached to your house. So if this yard was Mukaf Ladira, if it was enclosed for the purposes of dwelling in this house, the halach is, no matter how large this area is, you're allowed to carry within it, it's considered Mukaf Ladira. But if it wasn't specifically Mukaf Ladira, it was, for example, a yard that had a wall around it, an enclosure around it, that was there to protect the fruits in the trees that you had there, the growths that you had in the garden, the vegetables, or it just had a guardhouse in there to protect it, so then in all of these situations, it would depend upon the size of the enclosure. Area. If the enclosed area was less than a base sosayim, equal to or less than a base sosayim, which we pointed out yesterday was 5,000 square amos based upon the size of the azara, which was 100 by 50 amma, making a total of 5,000 square amos, and that was not mukaf ladira, and yet you're allowed to carry within it. So that is the dimension that the rabbis instituted over here, that if it's smaller than that area, you're allowed to go and carry within that area. It has walls around it. It's Rishus HaYoch, it's Midaraisa, it's certainly allowed. And the rabbis didn't institute any additional prohibitions in this situation. However, if it's larger than this base Sosayim, so then unless it was Mukaf Ladira, unless the house was first there, then you built this enclosed yard, which is large, 5,000 square amos around it, and you have an opening from the house into there, and it's Mukaf Ladira, it's for the purposes of the house, so then you're allowed to still carry in that area. Midaraisa, you certainly can carry there, and even Midarabanan, they never will go there in this situation. Otherwise, the rabbis were gozer because it's too similar to a Rishus HaRabim, that if you're allowed to carry in this area, people will come to carry in a real Rishus HaRabim. So if it's not Mukaf Ladira and it's greater than 5,000 square amos, you are not allowed to carry in this area Midirabonon. That's essentially what we did in yesterday's shir. And we spoke about how this is a perfect square. It would be 70 and two-thirds amma, a little bit more than that, because the square root of 5,000 is really 70.71, and that's a little bit more than 70 and two-thirds of an amma, and that's the arba tefachim and mashehu above the 70 amma that we talked about yesterday. So you would be allowed to carry in this area if it was mukaf ladira. And we spoke out, now we're on the top line on the Omud Beis. This is true of Bein Shemuruba, whether the dimensions of this 5,000 square amos are a perfect square, as we said, or whether it's a circle, Bein Shu Ogol, or Orich V'Katin, or if it was a length and a width of a rectangle, for example, so you had 100 by 50, that would be permissible because it's less than or equal to 5,000 square amos. So any type of a polygon that you have over here, any type of a yard that you have over here, as long as it's less than or equal to 5,000 square amos, even if it's enclosed, not l'shem dira, but it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry within this area. Now we continue where we left off, the very last words of the first line of the Mechaber, where he gives some caveats to this. That which we said, it can be any type of a figure, any type of a polygon over here, this yard, ubilvad, the Mechaber says, it cannot be shaloye orko yoser mishnayim berochvo amo achas. This dimension over here, in order for it to be allowed to be carried in, if it's less than 5,000 square amos, less than or equal to 5,000 square amos, is only if the length is not more than twice plus the width. So for example, if it's 100 by 50, that's perfectly okay. So you have 5,000 square amos. Even if it's not mukaf ladira, you're allowed to carry in this enclosed area. But if it were to be 101 in its length and the appropriate decrease in its width to make it to a total of less than or equal to 5,000 square amos, then you would not be allowed to carry within it if it's not mukaf ladira. And why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Hainu, Shaloye Akoponim Erko Yosim Mi Amma, the maximum length over here that the yard can be would be 100 Amma, because the Kolshu Shetach Godol Af Bi Orech Luchud Mechalfe Bishu Sarabim Mechamelis. Because if something is very long, even if the total square footage over here is less than 5,000 square Amos, nevertheless, in this situation, if you have a very long length, so it's 125 amma in its length, so even though it is very small, relatively small in its width, so the entire square amma area over here is less than or equal to 5,000 square ammos, if one side is longer than 100 amma, then it is considered easily mixed up with a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, and the rabbis will goes over here, unless it's mukaf ladira, that you cannot carry within this area. The rabbis would not go there, however, if it's less than a 2-to-1 ratio. If it's only 100 in the length and 50 in the width, ubimeya ama, if it's a maximum of 100, lo ratzu ligzor, the rabbis didn't want to add their rabbinical prohibition over here, because because the courtyard of the Mishkan was 100 in length by 50 in width, and they were permitted to carry over there because it's Rishos HaYochid, and it wasn't Mukaf Ladira. Nobody is using that as their house. So therefore, we see that in an area that's 100 in the length, that's the maximum amount that we would allow you to have, and the rabbis didn't institute a rabbinical prohibition. But if it's more than 100, so then it could easily be confused with a Rishos HaRabim or a Karmelis, and the rabbis would go there, even though the total square footage over here is less than 5,000 square amos. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says Yud Beis, Sivkot Yud Beis, even if it's Amma Echos, even if it's one Amma more, Avo Bepachos Me'amma L'Gozer, but if it's less than a full Amma, I guess it would be 100.5, so they weren't Gozer. But the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, this is only true if the entire square footage over here would still be a Beis Sosayim. In other words, you have a very, very long side, you have 140 on one side, and on the other side, you have enough of a width to make the total square footage more than a base asayim, more than 5,000 square amma. In that situation, you have to be concerned if the length is very long. Avol im ein ben kula, leko base asayim, lo kaptin mazeh. But if you just have a very, very long strip over here, but the total square footage is still less or equal to 5,000 square amma, then afilu hayarko harbios subimea amma, even if it's 140 amma long. Nami muta latalta bakula kol shemukav mechitzos. As long as the mechitzos around it and the total square footage is less than 5,000 square amos, so then even if it's very long, albeit it's very small in its width, if the total is not a base sasayim, then this din doesn't apply. Length over here is not going to get confused with a Rishos HaRabim or a Karmelis. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. The opinion of the Chazon Ish is Shebaofen Shaorech Dekarpav Hu Amma Yoser Mipi Shnayim Erochvo. If the length is at least an Amma more than its width, he says in this situation Le Yesh Lesser Afilu in the Hekef Hu Pachos Mibes Asayim. He disagrees with this last statement of the Mishnah Berurah, and he would hold that if you have a very long strip of land, albeit the width is not very long, and even though the total is less than a base Asayim, if this length was more than twice the width, then you would not be allowed to carry in this area, even though it's enclosed, unless it was enclosed mukaf ladira. He brings down that this is, in fact, the opinion of Rov HaRishonim. Howbeit, later on, we see that the Chazon Ish seemed to have retracted this statement and seems to hold like the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, I.e. the rest of this footnote, for further details about this. In addition, the Chazon Ish is mistopic. What happens if you have a very, very small square footage area, but the length is more than twice the width? It gives an example. What happens if you have 5 amma length by 2 amma width? Does this also have the status of a Karmelis if it's not Mukaf Ladira? And he has further discussion about this in Dirshu footnote number 2 as well, Ayin Shom. Now we continue in the Mechaber. He writes, V'im Hukaf Ladira. Again, we've been talking here, this whole discussion is when it wasn't enclosed for the purposes of living in it or using it in adjacent living area to your house. However, im hukaf ladira, if this enclosed yard, despite the fact, as we'll see, it's very, very large, if it was first the house was built and then you enclosed this yard, so you'd have usage of this yard as a benefit to your house, that's called hukaf ladira, you're using it for the benefit of the house, so then, afilu yeshbo kama milin, even if the square acreage over here is a huge amount, even if it's much bigger than a base sasayim, but it was hukaf ladira, Mutter l'talta b'kulo. Then the rabbis never instituted an exera, and the basic din d'araisa, that an enclosed area is a Rishus HaYachid, applies over here as well. Now the Ramah adds, Hagah, the ayin l'kamen in simin tof aleph, din stam ayoros. What is the halach in regards to a city, I mukafus ladira? Do we consider the entire city, the wall around it, as considered mukaf ladira, and you'd be allowed to carry within this entire city? Again, if it was owned by multiple people, you'd have to make an Erev Chatzeros, but you'd still be allowed to carry within it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Pirush, Hecha Shiyesh Choma Savlavir, if you have a wall around the city, Umavarsham, and in Simin Tof Aleph it discusses, the Minastam Amrinon, the Hukaf Ladira. The only reason you'd make a wall around the city is that you have houses there and you want to protect the houses, and you subsequently build a wall around the city. The Ein Derech Hakif, it's not normal that you enclose an area and then build the houses. Normally, you enclose the area, Ela achar shebanu habatim tchila. You first build the houses, and you say, now let's enclose the community. V'havai banui, therefore the houses are built, ulubisov hukof, demahani. And then you subsequently make the enclosure, that is considered hukof ledira, ukila kamon, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem over there. Then, however, the Rama brings down an opinion of the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, distam karpifios shalonu mikri mukofos ledira. He adds an even further cool over here, and he says that according to this Yesh Omrim, a stam karpaf, if you have an area outside your house and it's enclosed, stam, it was enclosed, mukof ledira. Mestama, it was enclosed for the purposes of the house. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yedalet, Pirush, upesach habayis besucha lahem. You have an opening from the house into this yard, so of course this yard was mukof ledira. Why else would you have an opening from your house into this yard if it wasn't for that purpose? So even if you don't know for certain, stam karpifios shalanu mukofs ledira. And the Rama adds, "Deregilim l'toch pesach tchila v'yachak lahokiv," because mistam, he says in the name of the Mordechai, that this yard over here was built afterwards and enclosed afterwards, because the normal way to do it is you make an opening from your house and then you say, no, now I have the opening from the house, let's enclose this yard so it's a safe place for the kids to play or a safe place for us to sit out there in privacy. So that would be why a stam karpaf, we can assume if it has a pesach from the house to it, mistama, the house was built first, then the pesach, and then you enclose the yard, and that's called mukaf ledira. That's the opinion of the first Yesh Omrim. Then the Rama brings down a second Yesh Omrim ode. A further Yesh Omrim says, the kol karpaf shu somuch lebeso mikri hukaf ledira. Any karpaf that is attached to a house is by definition considered hukof ledira, ki daiti ilave, because you obviously want this over here, and therefore that is why it is considered mukof ledira, because you built it next to your house, or you built the house next to this enclosed area. And this is brought down in the name of the Hagos Ashri from Eridin. I see that by accident we skipped Sivkot and Tesvav in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get back to it later. But first, let's explain over here Sivkot and Tezayin, explaining this new V'yesh Omrim Ode that we just brought down. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tezayin, the kol shu somuch le'ir, likewise, anything that's adjacent to a city and it's enclosed, mikri somuch le'beso le'dezu, according to this very makel opinion of the Hagos Hashvi, would be allowed over here to be also considered close to the city, as the same as if it's close to the house, mistoma daite ilave, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, upasha da'at l'dezu. It is pashut, even according to this very makel opinion, dafka b'shebona habayis v'achaka chekif. We have to be talking about where you first built the house and then you enclosed the area. V'kamash v'lon, the afo gab the lo pasach le, and even though you don't have an opening from this house to this yard, nevertheless, afilu hachi, even without the opening, kivan shi smuchol ir harbe, since it's next to the house, next to the city, daite ilave, you obviously had intention to use it, lishtamish bo todir, to use it on a regular basis, and it's considered mukof ledira, umistama hukvo ledira. That is the explanation of this v'yesh omrim ode. Now, we skipped Sivkot and Tezvav. Let's go back now to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezvav says, Kavanas HaRamah, the opinion of the first Yesh Omrim, that said if you had a Pesach open to it, that would be certainly considered Mukaf Ladira. He's talking about, B'mokum she'en odom zocher ima karpifios nivnu kodem abatim. It's talking about a situation where we don't know which came first. And now, the Stam position would be that if the house has an opening to it, that we can consider the house having been built first. But if we don't know over here, so that's when we apply this opinion of the Stam situation, that Mestama, it was built over here, the house first, with the opening, and then the Karpaf was enclosed. And we don't know. So we're talking here about a situation where you don't know which was built first. And in this situation, we can assume in this situation that the majority purpose would be over here, that the house was built first with the opening, and only subsequently was the Karpaf area enclosed. The davar pashutu, however, it's clear and obvious. The lav klalu b'chol makom b'chol zman. This is not an absolute rule across the board, and it would depend on each individual place and each individual country setting as to what their custom was in building these types of structures. The eshliros b'zeh b'zmanenu, and the Mishnah says you have to look in our place nowadays. Lefi minag hamakomos. Every city might be different. Which do they build first? Do they enclose the yard and then they build the house? Or do they first build the house and open it up into the yard and then only subsequently enclose the yard? So if you don't know, the stam position might be different in different places. Obviously, if you do know, so then you go by what you know. If the house was built first, it's considered mukof ledira. If the yard was enclosed first, then it's not considered mukof ledira. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here and he says, V'yesh cholkim b'zeh. He brings down the Beis Yosef in the name of Tosos that disagrees with this Hagos HaShri. And we can see this inside in Sivkot Yudches in the Mishnah Berurah. Uladei Azu, according to this more machmir opinion over here, afilu b'smucha mamish lebeis, even if it's directly attached to your house, koshel o posach ulu b'sof hukaf, if you didn't have the opening first and then the enclosure, lo mahani, it will not allow you to go and use this enclosure automatically to be treated as Rishus HaYochid. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim, and he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yutes, this includes the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the El Yeraba, it seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well, Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Beis Meir, the Rashba, and the Ritva, to them it's all Pashut that we paskin over here, like this more Machmir second opinion that's brought down, the Yesh Cholkin Bazeh in the Ramah. And in fact, Chafetz Chaim over here in the continuation of this Shaar HaTzion says, "Ube'emes ikor divrei Hagos HaShri Tumud." He says the whole Shita, this Mekel Shita over here, this brought down name of the Hagos HaShri, is very problematic. Ayin Shom and the rest of this Shaar HaTzion for a discussion as to why that is the case. And this is also picked up a little bit in Dirshu footnote number 9, where he says, "V'im yesh b'karfav shomira," if in fact you have a mokum diru l'shomer, inside this karpav, you have a booth or something where the watchman can stay there, so then the Hagos HaShri that we were referring to, which is the marker of this din in the Ramah, as we pointed out, Hevi Shu Nechshav Kimukaf Ladira. He considers that also Mukaf Ladira. So he's also Makel in that situation as well. And he brings out from the El Yazuta, Shemistimas Divri Ramah, Mashmal Shladasa Matiram Yeshlahatir, Gamim Ein Shom Shomira. They don't need to have this watchman's booth there in order to be Makel, according to this opinion. However, according to the Ostrim, it doesn't even help you if you have this Shomira over here. Not everybody agrees with this interpretation. Read the rest of this Dirshu footnote for additional details. With that, we conclude today's shiur.